Hello and welcome to day three, session three of the 2022 Women's History Month Summit. This summit features 10 dynamic speakers over a five-day period. And guess what? We are excited to have you joining us here today. So go ahead and grab a pen, paper, you might have your iPad, and get ready because we're going to get started in exactly 60 seconds. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to day three, session three of our Women's History Month Summit. I am your lovely host, Charvette Mitchell, marketing consultant, marketing strategist, and I work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to enable them to position their expertise with a polished visual brand, to increase visibility with speaking opportunities, to build authority as a published author, and to gain more and convert more customers with social media marketing and content marketing. And I do that in a couple of ways with my platform builder program, my one-on-one consulting, and events. And we are excited. We are keeping the train moving. Listen, session one was amazing. We had the other day. Session two was amazing. We had yesterday. And now we're in session three. So some of you have been with us live every single time. Go ahead and shout out in the chat. We invite you to comment. Let us know you're watching. Let us know where you're watching and participating from. Listen, hello. Hello over on YouTube. Hello, Christine. Thank you tuning in from Atlanta. Listen, Kim and Deborah. Kim, my sister, is holding it down over on YouTube. She is tuning in from Richmond, Virginia. And welcome again to all of those that are checking this out absolutely live. You also might be binge watching this like you do Netflix or what have you. You might be binge watching this later. And so we want to give a shout out to our sponsors for tonight, which is Radiant Course Bundles. Here's a quick word from them. You might have 99 problems, but access to courses to uplevel your business ain't one. Let me introduce Radiant Course Bundles. Until March 17th, I've joined forces with 26 other coaches and consultants, and I'm offering you the best deal I'll be offering all year long. Lifetime access to 27 business-specific e-courses, tools, templates, and all for $99. Listen, the total value is over $5,000. You want to get in on this deal, grab it before it ends. And I have got to tell you, literally, it is for $99 one time, you get over $5,000 worth of courses. My product and Course Academy, which is not even available to the public, is in that bundle. So we'll drop the link in the comments and you definitely want to grab that. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all those that are coming on in. Thank you, Tina, for being here from North Carolina. Hello, Deborah. Welcome back. We're so glad to see you. Listen, Long Island, New York is in the house. Henrico, Virginia. We cannot forget Henrico. I'm in Henrico. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Columbia, South Carolina is coming on in. We're glad to have you. We're going to go ahead and jump right on in because our first speaker is going to be coming up, and then our second speaker is ready as well. So our first speaker is coming up to the virtual stage momentarily. Vinzana Lasaith is with us, and her topic is building a six-figure business using technology you already have. Coming up right behind her is our second speaker, Penny McPherson. Her topic is transforming from sick and stressed to wellness success. Ah, I know. I see you out there. I see you. Listen, some love coming in. Dr. Linda said, go, Benzana, go, go, go. All right. Welcome. Colorado, we are glad to have you. I didn't know you were in Colorado. Welcome. Chester, Virginia is checking in. Jacksonville, Florida is checking in. All right. And let me capture this question before we bring Benzana up. How long is the $99 special? It ends March 14th. Thank you for that question. Ends March 14th. Celinda, thank you for being here from Atlanta. I'll be on her platform coming up. We'll let you all know about it. All right. Without further ado, Benzana is coming up to the virtual stage. Hello, how are you? And make sure you unmute.
There we go. Hello.
There we go. We are so glad to have you. Becky, no stranger to this platform. You've been here before and in other capacities on the radio show. But for those that are new and just finding out about us, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone, depending on if you're watching live or the replay. Thank you, Charvette, for having me again. It's a pleasure to be on your virtual platform. Hello, everybody. My name is Benzana. I am the office expert at Training on Wheels, the best, and I mean the absolutely best training company there is, period. But glad to be here with you guys. I am a former business professor, turned instructor, turned entrepreneur with over 15 years of education experience. And I am so excited tonight to share you how I've used those skills to actually build my company. This is just like so timely, right? Yeah. Especially in Women's History Month. So super excited. Technology is my heart. I'm a geek and proud.
Absolutely.
Okay. No apologies here, but certainly a pleasure to meet you guys. It's so great to see you guys coming from all different areas. But yeah, Benzana, the office expert, excited to be with you.
All right. Well, listen, without further ado, we want you to jump into this topic, building a six-figure business using technology you already have. I will exit stage left. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, good evening again. Excited for this conversation, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say, okay? If you've ever had the privilege of taking a class with Training on Wheels, we do not believe in webinars. We believe in actual class. So this is a mini class tonight, and that means that I would love your participation. Okay. So keep the comments going, keep the questions going, and I will try to address all of them tonight. All right. So are you ready? I'm ready. Building a six-figure business using technology you already have. That's the topic. I'm going to show you and share with you three things that you can use today, to start growing your business with technology. I promise, if you don't already have it, you have access to have it for the low cost, okay? For low cost. So, question for you guys, question as you are interacting. How many of you currently utilize Microsoft Office? Okay, as you're thinking about that, here's the question again. How many of you actually utilize Microsoft Office? Okay. So I would love your feedback. I would love to hear who utilizes Microsoft Office. Okay. And I want to tell you a little bit about Training on Wheels, right? Training on Wheels got started we're almost at our fifth birthday. Someone should throw me a party. Just want to put that out there. We're almost at our fifth birthday. Okay. And I'm going to be very, very transparent. When I started this business, it was a complete faith move, and I didn't have any money. I don't know about y'all, okay, and I'm seeing some comments. You do utilize Microsoft Office. I don't know about you, but nobody died and left me anything. So your girl started a business, and the coins were limited, okay? So what I had to do almost 5 years ago was take a look at the technology that I was skilled at, take a look at the technology that I had, and best utilize it, okay? We had a couple of people shared that they are Microsoft Office users. Someone even said every day, come on, sis. Hopefully it's the sis that I'm talking to. Every day, okay? So you are one of the 780 million people that utilize Microsoft Office. So question for you, I don't want to get in your business or anything, but why aren't you using it for your business? Right? You utilize it, okay? But why aren't you utilizing it to grow your business or to start your business, okay? I want you to think about how you can do that, and I'm going to share three ways, okay? Remember, this is not a webinar. This is a class. So make sure you grab your pen and paper, all right? So I'm going to share with you three ways how you can use Microsoft Office today to either start your business or build your current business, okay? All right, so let's recap. Again, I've been Zanna, the office expert. I will be sharing with you three ways how to build a six-figure business utilizing technology that you already have. All right, way number one. How many of you know about PowerPoint? PowerPoint, one of the easiest software in as a part of the Microsoft Office bundle. PowerPoint. Do we have any PowerPoint users in the house? Okay, any PowerPoint users in the house? Most people know that PowerPoint actually allows you to create presentations. It serves as a visual aid. Well, Vinzana, how can I use that in my business? PowerPoint? Y'all, I use PowerPoint like, I can't tell you all my secrets. Now, I appreciate you being here, but I'm gonna share just a little, I got you, okay? I'm gonna share some. So first, all of you are entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, right? Let's say a client wants to meet with you, all right? And right now you're starting off small. You may not have a website or a booking site, okay? And your client wants to know your services. Okay. Do you know that you can use PowerPoint to create a pitch deck? Okay. I know everybody wants a website, and you should have a website. I'm not downgrading that, but let's keep it real. Everyone is not in the capacity, okay, to afford a website, but you have PowerPoint. Can you create a pitch deck that showcases your services? When you're doing that, I want you to showcase the value to your customer. If I buy this, what is the value that I'm getting in return? Be sure to include a description and the value of your service. And let me tell you a little trick. When you do this, when people are interested in your services, you don't have to recreate the wheel. How many of y'all tired? Let me raise both hands. Every day, wake up tired, go to bed tired. I want to have something that's standard, something that's already created that I can share with individuals. These are the services that I offer. So, first strategy, utilize PowerPoint to create a pitch template. All right, second option inside of Microsoft Office is Word, Microsoft Word. This is the number one software that people sleep on. People are like, I don't need Word. Yes, you do. Okay, yes, you do. And I want to share with you how you can use it in your business. So the client is interested in your business. You send them or meet with them and discuss the pitch deck, right? And they're like, yeah, can you send me a proposal of, you know, the cost? How are we doing this? How are we getting done? Guess what you can use? Microsoft Word to create proposals. And to this day, although there are many other systems out there, some days I still go back to Word and forget about my CRM and create my proposal. Why? Because I can customize it. So here's a little trick. How do you make this thing professional? Okay. You can add a watermark to your proposal. You can add a border around your proposal. And guess what? We're sending that proposal as a PDF so the client can't easily edit that. All of that is in Word. And several of y'all raised y'all hand and told me y'all have Word. Okay, so let's recap. What can you do so far? In PowerPoint, you can create a pitch deck for your customers to tell them about your services. In Word, you can create a proposal for your client so that they can give you your coins. So we don't work. Well, come here. We don't work for free. Okay. All right. So that proposal includes my value and the cost of my actual services. All right. Last thing that you can do, and this is just a sample. Listen, I could go and teach and preach this for years. You can do so much in Microsoft Office. Let's talk about my favorite application. Okay, so we've touched PowerPoint. We've touched Word. What do you think I'm going to touch next? Does anybody know me personally? What is my favorite application out of the entire suite? Any guesses? Any guesses? Any guesses? It is something that's called a spreadsheet. Some people call it a spreadsheet. And that is known as, yes, we got some info in the comments. We got some info. Microsoft Excel. Microsoft Excel. So you've done the pitch deck. You've done the proposal. Client books your services. One of the things that we are not doing as entrepreneurs is we're not tracking. Okay. So in Excel, you can actually utilize Excel to create a profit plan. Where are your leads coming from? Are the leads converting to customers? Did we make any money? What's the goal for April? I want to make $3,000. Okay, great. Well, how many products do you need to sell to make $3,000? We can use Excel to track that. Okay, I use Excel to this very day to do that. Even though they are supposedly sophisticated systems, if it ain't broke, I know somebody know the answer to that. If it's not broke, we're not going to try to fix it, right? This works tremendously, and it allows you to keep track of the history of how we're doing. Okay, and I'll give you this example. Before I actually owned Training on Wheels, I founded Training on Wheels, I worked as a business professor for Allen University. So with that mentality, let me be honest, I don't like to work during Christmas, okay? When the kids off, I'm off. So now, because I've been tracking my business all year, I can see when are my high months, when are my low months, and I'm utilizing Excel. Okay, so those are three ways that you can utilize Microsoft Office to build a six-figure business utilizing something that you already have. But I'm going to throw in a bonus because I like y'all, okay? Only because, don't tell nobody else. I like y'all, okay? Aspiring and current entrepreneurs. Take advantage of Microsoft Office features, okay? You can get Microsoft right now from anywhere from $7 to $15 about a month, okay? Did you know inside of Microsoft that they have a service called Booking? Do you know what Booking does? You know how all of you are using these other booking tools? I won't call the names, okay? And you're going and getting yet another system to add to the 1.5 million systems you have. Do you know if you are an Office 365 user, you can actually accept client bookings right through Microsoft? I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying to use the systems you have, but I'm saying use the systems you have. Okay, so tell me, do we have any questions on things that you can use Microsoft Office for, all right, inside of your business? All right, any questions that I can answer right on the spot? You got the Office expert in building. What do you use Microsoft Office for? All right, so as you're thinking of any questions, I want to share a little bit about my services. All right, so Training on Wheels is actually located in Jacksonville, Florida. But don't let Florida, don't let that stop you. We serve clients internationally. Amen. All right, we serve clients internationally. It does not matter where you're located. We provide training services to busy professionals that are looking to efficiently improve their skills. All right, so we train you how to do more and less time, okay, with Microsoft Office. So as a Microsoft certified trainer, I encourage you to book a free strategy call on the link on the screen, www.trainingonwheels.com. Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about your 9-to-5. Let's create a strategy for you so that you can build a six-figure business too, because We like the coins. We not here. I love what I do, but apparently the kids have to eat, right? So we're excited to help you build that brand. And if you are not an entrepreneur, still use this link because I can help your team. I can help you do your 9-to-5 as well, all right? So I'm excited to speak with all of you, all right? Fill my calendar up now. Trainingonwheels.com, book a free strategy call so that we can discuss how we can utilize this low-cost technology, all right, to either develop ourselves personally and professionally or our business, all right? Thank you guys so very much for having me. My peoples.
Yes. Listen, that was so good. I want to capture this comment. Deborah over on YouTube said this, it was great. It was simple. It was doable. You know, sometimes we feel like we need like all of this stuff. And what you gave was just so actionable. Kim is like loving your energy. Listen. Lee is shouting you out international for the international yes. business. Listen, you want to tell a little about a bit about the international connection?
Oh, so I'm originally from the Bahamas. I don't know if I have any Bahamians on the line, but 242 in the building. So we don't care about your zip code. No offense. All right. Doesn't matter where you are. We want to meet you where you are. And in fact, that's our mission. Quality training that comes to you.
Okay.
Quality training that comes to you.
Well, thank you so much for opening up, being our first speaker for session 3 and being just a part of this whole Women's History Month Summit. We're just going to keep our eye on you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are moving on in. If you maybe you just came in and you're like, hey, I don't even know what's going on. I'm Charvette Mitchell, marketing strategist, marketing coach, and I'm the host of this Women's History Month Summit. We started out on Monday with two speakers. We had two speakers yesterday on Tuesday. Now we're here on Wednesday, leading up to our second speaker of the day. Thank you so much for those that are hanging out on YouTube, commenting, those that are on Facebook and the various platforms that you are watching and joining the summit live. Or again, you might be binge watching this. Shout out again to our sponsors. Let me just give you a quick sponsor note and listen, and we'll be bringing Penny McPherson right up. You might have 99 problems, but access to courses to uplevel your business ain't one. Let me introduce Radiant Course Bundles. Until March 17th, I've joined forces with 26 other coaches and consultants, and I'm offering you the best deal I'll be offering all year long. Lifetime access to 27 business-specific e-courses, tools, templates, and all for $99. Listen, the total value is over $5,000. You want to get in on this deal, grab it before it ends. All right, there you go. And I have to say that you saw a pretty face come up on the last part of that slide there. There are all kinds of courses about Instagram Reels, tons of things. My product and Course Academy, which is 8 different modules, is within that particular bundle. So it is crazy of me that I join forces with 26 other creators to be in on this, but you want to grab this. $99 one time, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. So we're coming up right now to our second segment here on this platform, this summit of us celebrating women really all month long. We have Penny McPherson, a plant-based Penny is coming up, and she's going to be talking about transforming from sick and stress to wellness success, live on the stage, coming right in. Hello, Penny.
Hello, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. Absolutely.
Wonderful. So tell our viewers, tell our participants a little bit about yourself.
Certainly. Hello, everyone. I am Penny, also known as Plant-Based Penny, and I help people move from problems to progress with plant-based solutions. And I was the little girl who thought she had no talent, and the Lord spoke to me and said, you can talk. So here I am today as an international speaker and a coach. And after 34 years of leading in corporate America, I was led to move abroad to immerse myself in plant-based remedies and holistic medicines. And yes, although I have a college degree and although I have holistic education and certifications, what I do transcends the book knowledge and is not from a YouTube coaching session. It is what I've experienced and learned on three continents and in seven countries. And so I practice natural wellness and I speak power to wellness for organizations or for individuals who want to look, live, and feel well.
Ah, so well said. So well said. The voice of experience, or the VOE, is here. And so without further ado, I'm going to exit stage left and we invite you to take us on this journey with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Charvette. First, I think we should give Charvette a hand, and we can do that by putting claps in the chat, put a yes in the chat for Mitchell Productions, bringing us all together for the Women's Summit. Let's give her a hand. The speakers have been great. They've been beneficial. Thank you to Benzana, my other international speaker. Thank you for those points. Really appreciate that. The simplest way that I think I can tell you my story is to tell you a story. And I am going to share with you this story. And when I do, it's going to reveal to you what my story is on my journey to wellness success. So I have a healthy fear of the ocean, okay? I can't swim. I can't swim whatsoever. If there's somebody else like me, please let me know that I am not alone. If you can't swim, put a no in the chat. A no. If you cannot swim, put a no. If you can swim, put a yes. We want to celebrate you as well. But I do not get in the water in the ocean above my waist. So when we moved, my husband and I, we moved to Costa Rica and we lived on the beach in a rainforest. And so it kind of made sense that we would go to the beach, and I would go to the beach and I'd watch him swim. So after a while, the warm tropical waters where you could see all the way down to your toes through the water, they beckoned me and I went out into the waters. It took me about a year to do this, okay? Out in the water, a little deeper than normal, water is about up to here, and I'm holding my husband's hand. And you know, the waves are coming, and if they got a little bit too deep, he would lift me up like a ballerina, and I go, wee! And I was just enjoying myself. And so much so that I was ignoring the waves. I had my back to the waves one particular time, and I heard the words that struck fear into my soul. And those words from my capable, strong, able-bodied swimmer of a husband were, uh-oh. And I knew by the tone of his voice that he was not going to be able to help me with this wave. And so the last thing I heard him say was, hold on. However, the 8-foot wave engulfed us and ripped apart our grip. And before I knew it, I was in like a giant front loader washing machine being tumbled over and over in a powerful wave with no control over what was happening to me, no control over my position. If I gasped or panicked, I would die. I was no longer going with the flow or riding the waves. I was in a fight for my life under the water. I was fighting against the wave, trying to get my hand where I thought was up so that maybe Paul could see me and save me. I was fighting against the wave, trying to get my bearings to find out maybe if I could get my bearings, I could stand up. So let's put a pin in that for a moment. Let's flash back to find out why it is that I even needed to be on this wellness journey. I was plant-based back in the 80s, okay, when it was impossible to find an impossible burger. So I took a transformation because I was having a lot of health issues. And I transformed by creating this acronym called SOW, S-O-W. So the S in SOW stands for societal norms, societal norms. And people will question us about our changes and question me about what it is that I was eating or not eating when society says that you go to college, you get a job, you earn six figures, you wear high heels, and I chose a global education, a priceless increase in longevity, and wearing flip-flops while watching iguanas eat my watermelon seedlings in my backyard. I wrote an article called No Regret Life. And in it, I talk about wanting to experience my best life now and taking the time to act so that I have no regrets later in life. Put in the chat a yes if you like the idea of having a no regret life. Let me see some yeses in the chat. And if you invite me to speak on another opportunity, I can delve into how I dislodged myself from corporate America, made myself debt free and moved abroad. It was not easy at all. But it's important that when we make a decision, that we are confident in our decision, that we're confident and committed to ourselves, that we think outside of the popular opinion, outside of the cycled perspective, and we swim against the current because we are individuals. And societal norms will tell us that it is normal to have heart disease. It is normal to have elevated cholesterol. It is normal to be constipated. It is normal not to sleep well. And it is normal to have soaking hot flashes. Yes, she did. She just put it out there. Yeah. Because that was me waking up in a puddle, but I finally figured it out with plants as medicine. So the cycle the systems say, and they are in place, and they are adroitly designed to influence the way we think, what we buy, and what we consume. So the O in SOW, S-O-W, the O stands for original foods. That was the other part of my transformation. I have a signature presentation called Plant-Based for Newbies, because we got to all start somewhere, right? One of the first strategies to look, live, and feel well is to investigate the ingredient level and not the marketing label. The marketing labels will lie. I hate to tell you, but I hate to break it to you. It's true. The labels will have pretty pictures of fruits and vegetables on them, but we may be consuming carcinogenic foods. And I use the word foods lightly, okay? If we're eating original foods, foods that actually grow, then those foods will give us the energy that we lack and the mental clarity, because sometimes we have that fog going on. So what we consume is going to help us move toward ease or toward dis-ease. And it is important that we understand that what we consume is not just what we eat. It is what we watch, it's what we do, and what we hear. So you might be saying, well, Penny, hey, that's a lot of information for me to consume, okay? What one thing can I do to help me on my road to wellness success? Well, I'm going to give you four things real quick. One, learn a stress management technique. Mine is deep breathing. Two, establish plant forward days in your week. And that is pick some days in your week where you eat one of the hundreds of fruits and vegetables that there are. Three, use a daily walk. We could all use a daily walk. Walk for 15 minutes and increase from there. And drink enough water. We should be drinking at least half our body weight in ounces of water. Thank you all for the lovely comments. I do see them. I do acknowledge them. Thank you very much. So my experience was that the years were passing. Hey, it was just New Year's and it's now Thanksgiving. So I needed to make some changes. I ignored the waves of change in my health. I ignored the waves of change in my weight. I ignored the waves of change in my unchecked stress. And especially women, we do a lot of stuff. We show up well in our work for our community. We're supporting other people. We're making sure that the bills, the transportation, the family issues, the microaggressions, the insecurities, the unforgiveness, the worry, we got all these things going on. And if you agree with me, put an exclamation point in the chat if you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. Let me see the exclamation points roll, because we're going to move to the W in so. I transformed by prioritizing the W, which is wellness. Prioritizing the W, which is wellness. So at Plant-Based Putting Life, we help people not just jump higher over the waves, but to leave the cycle of the waves and transform to wellness success. So I should have gotten out of the ocean when Paul had to continue to lift me because the waves were getting higher and higher, but it was all I knew and I was comfortable. So I can help people transform from that comfort level in fujication and skills, putting tools in your toolbox for natural sleep solutions, holistic medicine cabinets, and on my website, actually now, plantbasedpennylife.com, you can see the document Holistic Remedies That Everyone Should Know, and everybody should know some. I have a signature topic called I Just Want to Sleep, and in that there are dozens more remedies other than just melatonin. Melatonin is not working for you. There are some other options for you. So if you believe sleep is important, please put sleep in the port, or you in the chat, or you can put a bunch of Z's in there. My wellness success is that I am 59 years old. Well, I'll be 59 years old in August, but I'm already claiming I'm going to get to August. 59 years old. I am on no medications whatsoever. 20 years ago, my doctor said, give me a wave of bad news that I need to kill my thyroid and take medication for the rest of my life. I still have my thyroid. 8 years ago, another wave of bad news. I was pre-diabetic and the doctor said I was just going to be diabetic. That's just the way it's going to be. Today, my blood glucose levels and my thyroid levels are normal. I think we should get some hearts and some claps and some smiley faces in the chat, because I'm happy about that. And I want you to experience the wellness success as well. But wait, there's more. My cholesterol, my protein, my iron, calcium, kidney function, vitamin D, all of those are normal. And I take no medicines to make them normal. They are normal because of the lifestyle that I live. God says that he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. God and I are on the same page there, because I want you to also be in good health. I was tossed by the waves of sickness and stress. And sometimes people avoid making changes because they focus on what it is that they might give up instead of thinking about the opportunities that they might gain. Well, ladies and gents, nothing tastes as good as good health feels. Not a thing. So remember the story. I'm under the waves, about to be overcome, and I'm engulfed. I can't breathe. Now, I could focus on the fact that, where is Paul? He's supposed to be here and save me. Or I could focus on the waves and say, why don't they just stop? Don't they see I'm trying to get up? Or I could focus on the why me, right? But I chose to let go of trying to control everything that I could not control. And one of my stress management techniques is deep breathing. So I knew how long I could hold my breath. So I just started counting. I'm in the waves. I'm tossed, turned, counting 11 seconds, 25 seconds. And I didn't panic because, one, I knew that even though Paul couldn't reach me, I knew that God's arms were not too short. And he did not bring me this far to leave me. So What I did was I took what I could control. The waves were powerful. And the next time that powerful wave came, I used the energy of the wave to bolster me forward, get to my knees, stand up so that I could then breathe. Maya Angelou says, the need for change bulldozed a road down the center of my mind. Later, when I went back to my doctor and all my tests were normal, she says, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Well, I am definitely going to keep doing what I'm doing, and that's sewing. And that is to let go of societal norms, doing what's best for me. The O is eating original foods, and the W is prioritizing wellness. So maybe you want to stop ignoring the waves and make change. I can help you with that. Plant-based for newbies might just be for you, to teach you how to sustainably transition to a plant-based lifestyle. Perhaps your organization, your members are sick of being sick, and they want to increase the efficacy of their body's best defense system, the immune system. I can help you with that. Maybe you are tired of being tired and you want a good night's sleep. I can help you with that. I Just Want to Sleep focuses on natural sleep solutions and promotes what is best for our health, and that's a good night's sleep. So the waves of life are going to continue to come. We can't stop them. The waves of age, the waves of the unexpected, the waves of other people's family problems, emergencies. But I can help you move from problems to progress, plant-based solutions. In everything that we do, we need to prioritize our health and wellness, because we cannot give back to others. We cannot help others if we are not well ourselves. So connect with me, collaborate with me for one-on-one consultations or speaking engagements. You can reach me through my website at plantbasedpennylife.com. If you're already a friend on Facebook or Instagram, please refer me to your friends and share my page links. And if you're not, please definitely follow me on the social media pages for more holistic tips and natural wellness remedies. I want for you to look, live, and feel well. Thank you so much, Charvette. I appreciate the opportunity to share the Women's Health Summit.
What a transformational story. And I use the word story lightly because it's your life. It's not made up. It's lived experiences. And certainly still comments coming in. Lisa saying, awesome, girl, you look good. I love Deborah said on YouTube, nothing tastes as good health feels. And so, you know, the people that are here saying, my goodness, these are steps I need to take to go into this direction. And you gave us the acronym on so, and there are those that are here saying, I've been interested in going vegan. I've been thinking about that lifestyle. Like what's something simple, perhaps, that somebody who's here saying, I've been looking into going vegan, what's a simple step that you would offer them to take?
I would look at your plate. When you eat your plate, I would make at least half of that plate vegetables. And that is very simple. That is one step in the right direction.
All right. I love it. I love it. And on Instagram and Facebook, how can they find you?
Yes. On Instagram and Facebook, you can find me at Plant-Based Penny Life. Plant-Based Penny Life on both of those. And let me know that you came over from the Women's History Summit. I'd love to connect with you.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Priscilla is clapping it up. So blessed. She really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for being here and just championing this that we all need. So thank you so much, Penny. All right. Wow. 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 Today, moving on track, both speakers. I know some of you are going to be like, I need to come back and I need to listen to this again. We will invite you to listen to the recordings, to share them. Again, thank you so much. Shout out. Let's see who's saying this. Gonna get some vegetables right now. All right. All right. Going to get some vegetables right now. Penny has influenced you already. Thank you, Deborah, for hanging out with us the whole session on YouTube. And Sheila, thank you so much. Very good. Thank you so much. So Women's History Month. We are celebrating women. If you came in and you're like, I don't even know who you are, I'm Charvette Mitchell. I'm the host of this summit. And we are excited to have you. And we want you to follow up with our speakers from the entire week. You can binge watch if you missed the first session, the second session. There's places wherever you're watching to connect with them. And then be back with us. We have Thursday session and Friday session. And so we are keeping it moving. Listen, Valerie is hanging out here with us. She's been with us all week. She's coming up speaking, so you will hear her. And then thank you for the comment. Thank you, billionaires. We will receive that. All right. Thank you for being here for Women's History Month. You all are amazing. We do this for you, because of you. We wanted to provide topics that were about the whole woman, even though we centralize on women entrepreneurs and those that are moving in that direction. You'll notice that the topics that we have selected for this summit are about the whole woman. So until our next session, we'll see you all later. Bye.